This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports protesters continue to gather despite an increased security presence in major cities in Myanmar.
Thousands of engineers have marched on the streets of Mandalay, the country's second largest city, chanting and holding signs that read, "Free our leader, who stands for justice, and stop arresting people illegally at midnight." In Yangon, the country's most populous city, fewer protesters gathered due to the loss of the internet and reports of military vehicles on the streets.
That's AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reporting. Donald Trump's acquittal at his second impeachment trial may not be the final word on whether he's to blame for the deadly Capitol riot that occurred on January 6th. The next step for the former president could be the courts. He is now a private citizen and is stripped of his protection from legal liability that the presidency gave him. The insurrection at the Capitol is just one of the legal cases shadowing Trump in the months after he was voted out of office. He also faces legal exposure in Georgia over an alleged pressure campaign on state election officials and in Manhattan over hush money payments and business deals. After a winter surge, coronavirus cases continue to decline in the United States. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins University say the seven-day average of new COVID-19 cases dropped below 100,000 on Friday, the first time since early November, and it stayed below 100,000 this weekend. However, the impact of the winter surge continues to play out. The number of Americans who have died of infections is now more than 484,000. Another 3,000 plus in the past 24 hours.
That's AP correspondent Ben Thomas reporting.